Eric Slatchford here, back in New York for another Day Page. It is good to be back. I was away for a couple days, and thank you for your patience. Glad to be with you again. And let's take a look at the news, because I've got the New York Times popped open here. It's my fake newspaper sound. And we're going to see what's popping. More focus on healthcare, or lack of it, in today's paper. Healthcare fails to keep prices low in rural areas. More than half of the counties in 34 states on the federally run healthcare exchange are served by just one or two insurers, and surprise, surprise, the premiums are high in areas with the least competition. The GOP, desperate to put down the Affordable Health Care Act, known as Obamacare, and emboldened by criticism of the exchange, Republicans are refocusing their efforts from denying funds for the law to investigating it. Well, let's see. Although this video dates back to July, maybe we should just take a taste right now of the Obamacare-nado.
Obamacare. Tornado. Obamacare-nado. Just when you thought it was safe to go to the doctor.
Nearly 7 million Americans could lose their employer-based plans.
A rising tide of healthcare costs.
Many people have already seen higher premiums.
Nobody's safe from its wrath.
Doctors are turning more seniors away.
Obamacare-nado.
Obamacare has been wonderful for America.
Leaving a path of destruction through our economy.
This is a very good thing for the American people.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
The perfect storm is coming. Are you ready?
Okay, that was the Republican-produced video, Obamacare-nado. And speaking of storms, a year after, storm victims in Jersey say that Governor Chris Christie used the disaster to promote himself. No. No, that can't be. You must be kidding. Well, speaking of no, J.P. Morgan faces a possible penalty in the Madoff case. Authorities suspect that J.P. Morgan Chase turned a blind eye to Bernard L. Madoff's Ponzi scheme. And they are said to be pursuing a type of prosecution deal that's nearly unheard of for a large American bank. That's right. They're going to say, you're bad, now say you're sorry. Isn't that you? What? Isn't that what usually happens when banks do bad things and cost people billions of dollars? We're sorry. All right, moving right along. Pyongyang, the capital city of North Korea, at least that's what papers which should know better call the country. Did they forget the name North Korea? Remember their name, or they'll nuke us. Anyway, they say that they'll finally release those six South Korean detainees. Meanwhile, so-called activity is being seen by Snooper satellite hovering above at the North Korean nuclear test site. The NSA isn't saying, but could it be those skinny-looking North Korea pom-pom girls working out? Yes, and here in the city, Time Warner Cable finally agrees to distribute Al Jazeera America. The land of the free and the home of the censored. Just in time for Halloween, websites about grave sites. Let's go back to the Snowden storm. Germany simmered in its palpable anger at the United States, barely containing fury over reports that the NSA and its pals tapped Chancellor Angela Merkel's cell phone. And as you know, France, Brazil, and a number of other countries are livid with the United States, and the U.S.'s response is nada. This attitude is expected to cost American business hundreds of billions of dollars. Great job, intelligence dudes! Or are you just dumb dudes? It's time for the total surveillance state to be disbanded and for our formerly great country to get back to some kind of normal. The alternative is still more economic turmoil, unemployment, tyranny, totalitarianism, and all that other fun stuff that we've been paying our taxes for. That's it. That's all I can take. Join me tomorrow for another Day Page. You can find the rest at daypage.net. And it's a production of Radio InfoWeb. See ya.